greatest sports city in the world. Period. And this is Boston's home for the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Revolution. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I want to take two phone calls before we get to this. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Fred?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know you're being kind of a bully to Sarge over there.
I'm literally not doing anything. I don't even know what it... Well, he dumped it. Mason dumped it.
Okay. Oh, that's fair.
Ann, go ahead.
Hey, you know, I enjoy a lot, Fred, and I don't like that Hardy's giving you guys a hard time, you know? Like, Come on, the competition here, not cool. But you know what? He's still 110 times better than that loser Sarge.
Oh, oh my God. Anne, she sounded so sweet.
She did.
Oh, my God.
You have to know that I have no idea that these are Sarge calls.
No, I can now. I'm the impartial third party here. I walked in on all this late. I can vouch. I see the phones. I see what's written in that Fred is answering. He's answering phones in order based on things or take the show one way or another. None of this says Sarge on it. None of it.
All right. Let's get to the Andy Griffith theme here.
Oh, man.
It is I Rule. We've done this. John Wallach dominating with his knowledge of 90210. In fact, knowing such minutia that it was almost frightening. Rich did not do well with his 80s montage action movies. I did pretty well with these, knowing the next line of the songs.
You got 6 out of 8, right?
6 for
yeah.
8, yeah.
It was a difficult task, there's no question.
That's all I want is 6 for 8.
You should do better than this. Okay, Andy Griffith's show is like... you find it calming.
I do. I find it like comfort food. I enjoy not only the characters, but it's a character driven sitcom. It's not all about the the pithy one liners and stuff. It was a wonderful slice of Americana.
You put yourself into like small town USA.
Yeah.
You know, let your problems go away. They're not dealing with the hustle and bustle of city life.
Right. And then some of the all-time great sitcom characters, some wonderful storylines. Just is a great show. Great show.
So what you're going to do is you're going to play a clip.
Yeah.
And all you're going to have to do is identify the character.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
You thought it was going to be tougher. Oh. That's what that look says to me.
Let's see. Let's just see how this goes. All right. Here we go.
I just got back from old man Davis' place. He sold me this entire horse for $20.
That sounds like Otis the Drunk.
That is Otis the Drunk. Otis constantly
nice.
Drunk.
Yes.
Nice.
Not long for this planet.
No, there were a couple of times where he sobered up, and he would be sobered up in the morning when he would come to get him out of jail, and Aunt Bea would bring him breakfast.
Yeah.
So at that point, he'd be okay.
Otis was just a horrible, violent alcoholic.
Yes.
All right. Number two.
I was just like a big brother to him. You know, only last week, I was taking him home, and he fell down a well.
That is Floyd the Barber.
Not much money to be made in a small town as a barber. Probably only about like 20 people's hair you can cut.
Hey, Andy, if you're going to Mount Pilot, could you get me a new pair of scissors?
Number three.
You've got to take it away from him. Do you know that he nearly ran me over with that silly thing?
That's Aunt Bea.
That, of course, is Aunt Bea.
Three for three. Wallach, you probably could have gotten
these. These are very easy.
No chance would I have gotten any of this.
The first four are easy.
Okay.
Now, Aunt Bea just hanging around. Now, do they ever explain why she's staying at Andy's house?
Well, Andy is a widower.
Yes.
So Aunt Bea came to help him raise Opie.
Okay.
So Aunt Bea moved in for that. But
Ron Howard losing his hair, even in Andy Griffith.
What was he, like 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best is when he came back like before he moved in Happy Days. And you're like, you have lost your hair, sir.
Aunt Bea apparently not a fan of the shenanigans on set. She was not, she did not like the boys being boys with Andy Griffith and Don Knotts and those guys.
Well, you get Don Knotts around and he's going to be like, what are you, little?
Yeah.
All right, number four.
I'll do that, Andy. I'll tippy-toe around. Better yet, I'll go to bed when you do, and I won't make a sound.
That's Gomer Pyle.
Yes, when he's not singing at the Indy 500, he's dying.
That's right. He worked over at Wally's Fill-In Station, and then he joined the Marines. He got his own spinoff, Gomer Pyle USMC.
Yeah, did not know that. Always incredibly annoying. All right, number five.
You saying they're going to get tougher now?
Yeah, I think so.
Darlene, you ain't never given me a chance to court you proper. Prove to you that I'm the man for you.
That's Ernest T. Bass. It's me. It's Ernest T.
All right.
This is easy for him.
Now, who was Ernest T. Bass?
Ernest T. Bass was a mountain man who would come down and pitch rocks at people in town. And that's when he was trying to court one of the Darling offspring, I think Colleen Darling.
You throw rocks at her?
Yeah.
And of course, that always works.
He was convinced that she was sweet on Andy, and that's why he got all pissed off and said,
Darling, you ain't never given me a chance to court you proper. Prove to you that I'm the man for you.
Darling, imagine at some point Mayberry ruined with incest. You would have to assume.
No.
If there's this small amount of people and they're always a courting. You know, like you say the sisters, like you're courting the sisters, and then at a certain point, then you have offspring. It's like a biodome.
No, it wasn't a town population of 100. I mean, there's, you know, it had to have been 1,000 people living in Mayberry. I'm sure it was fine.
1,000?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to number six.
That is Helen Crump.
All right, now who was Helen Crump?
Yes! Yes! Helen Crump was Andy's sweetheart and Opie's teacher. Now, this was the second girlfriend that Andy had. The first one was a pharmacist or a druggist, and she only lasted like maybe a season. And then
well,
he was only
dating her for the prescription.
Yeah, that's right, for the pills. But she was replaced as Andy's love Andy's love interest became Helen Crump. After like the first season,
how many seasons of the Andy Griffith
Show?
See,
I mean, I only really like the black and whites when they go Mayberry RFD, Return to Mayberry. That's when I tap.
But the original Andy Griffith Show, how long did that last?
I don't know, 4 or 5 seasons.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a guess. I don't know.
And then you would just see MP with a pillow overhead as Helen came over.
Jeez, 7 for 7, Fred.
All right,
was that 7?
I think that's
6.
Oh, is that 6?
Right.
Oh,
okay. Number 7. Here we go.
Judy.
That is, okay, that's not Gomer, that's, oh my God, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. Goober! That's Goober!
That is Goober Pyle.
I give him credit, that's
now,
impressive.
Now, Goober was Gomer's brother?
Cousin, I believe.
Okay.
And well, he also worked at Wally's Fill-In Station, and that's when he was doing his Cary Grant impersonation.
Judy.
Okay. All right, very... modern. All right. And finally, here we go.
Sorry you're going to be busy at the movies, Barney. I was hoping we could drive up to the duck pond.
Uh-oh.
It's got to be Barney's girlfriend, so I'm going to go, that's Thelma Lou?
That is Thelma Lou.
Hey!
Ooh, all right, very impressive.
8 for 8.
Not as hard as what John had to do, but...
No.
But there still, you go. I mean, everyone showed themselves pretty well during this.
Nice job, Mike.
Go ahead.
Hey, I know you guys, a lot of people calling in saying they don't like when Sarge is on the show. I like when Sarge is on the show because I'm a big supporter of, bringing on people who really don't really have a lot. And obviously Sarge doesn't have a lot since he keeps telling the rest of us we don't have anything. So I think you guys should keep bringing him on. Keep letting him tell us how stupid and terrible we all are because we don't love him all the time. It's really great. It's really great radio.
All right. Thank you, sir. I mean, that's unnecessary. That's completely unnecessary.
Did you think it was going to be an Andy Griffith call?
How many calls
on the board are about Andy Griffith?
Mike, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to ask Hattie, and I'll tell him mine. What was his all-time favorite episode of the Andy Griffith Show?
My all-time, I already know this, he's going to say the one where Sarge gets beat up and left on the streets of Mayberry.
No!
Why don't you just go ahead and say yours now? Go ahead.
No, what's your favorite, Hattie?
I think my favorite is Barney's new car.
I think my all-time favorite is, remember when Opie had the slingshot and he accidentally killed a sparrow?
Yes.
That's a tearjerker, Fred. If you watch that, you will cry.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That was a non-surge call.
A legit call right there.
Yeah, all right. Here is the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. All right, we have full phone lines, so let's just take phone calls. It is the last day of us on television. It is the last day of the last show here in Brighton. I'm taking off for a week and a half, so you'll have that going for you. Paulie, go ahead.
Hey, hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up?
You guys are talking about the radical changes in baseball and everything?
We were not, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, I think this
was... I can't even take phone calls.
The non-Sarge calls are lacking. They are.
Luke, go ahead.
Sarge.
You suck. Oh, Jesus. Do you have Sarge doing the national anthem in there?
When did Sarge do the national anthem?
He did. Wants to do the take over for Rancourt. Lockhart, do you know where that is?
Oh, did they? Because we did this as a bit yesterday. We all sang the national anthem.
No, Sarge had
His own version of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have it here for you in a moment.
All right. Thank you. Brandon, go ahead.
Brad, hello.
Hello.
I feel like the listeners are a bit confused. I mean, the show is remaining on the air, just the TV is going away. And that's completely fine. This is a radio show. I don't watch you on TV anyways. But I don't understand why people think, like, you're dying. But you know who they do want to die?
Let's see. That's...
You don't know what you're doing to him.
He's sitting there listening to all of this.
Okay, so give me the backstory in the Sarge anthem here, because I have it now. We can listen to it, but tell me what this is.
Oh, it's as simple as that there was a Rene Rancourt.
Yes.
Is retiring, and they're having open auditions, and this is Sarge's. It's as simple as that.
He legitimately submitted this as an audition.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, would you all please rise?
Wait. So he's introducing himself.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the problem?
Play it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, would you all please rise and remove your caps for our national anthem, which will be sung tonight by a true American patriot, the Sarge. Sub-Zo Sarge here. Can you see by the dawn's early Sarge what so Sargely we hailed at the twilight's last Sarging, whose Sarge stripes and it's all good baby stars through the Sargeless fight or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly Sarging. And the Sarge's camera stare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that at Sarge 98.5 on Twitter was still there. Oh, say does that Sarge spangled banner yet wave? Aha! O'er the land of those getting the Sarge salute and the home of the brave.
See, Sarge is great at that. You know, people get pissed. Like,
yeah, I was just going to say, there's an inherent danger of playing that.
You're screwing with the anthem.
I know.
Sarge, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Sarge.
I swear to God, I have no idea that these calls are going to do that.
Oh, I don't care.
And it's not even about you. You understand that. It's just, now it's just a bit that the listeners are doing.
Freddie, it's all good, baby. All good. And, you know, just a backstory on that national anthem. Do you remember a couple of years ago I did that? Rich reached out to me because there was a rumor and innuendo that Rene Rancourt would be retiring, and he thought I'd be the perfect candidate, so I did it for him.
Yeah, and it was very funny.
Yeah,
it was very funny. Thank you.
Bernie, I know you got my back. I went to the Tutcher School of Toughness, as I said, and I just want to thank all the callers for listening, and most importantly, they're wasting their time on me. So thank you very much, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, Sarge. Thank you, Sarge. I apologize for all that's going on.
Aha!
Bird. You won't have me to kick around much longer. You win.
That. Don't say that. Bird, go ahead.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Bird? Are you on your way to Canada?
We just crossed the border.
Okay. Now,
where are you on the lookout?
No, like, where are you going? The border of Everett or the border of Canada?
He meant Everett.
No, I'm at the border of Canada right now, eh?
All right. You are giddy. Now, you're going to, why are you, you're going to Montreal, I take it?
Yes, for a bachelor party.
Okay, so are you know those are full contact strip clubs, a lot of those.
Yes, I'm well aware of that.
All right. Is your girlfriend okay with that? She knows that that it doesn't count if it's in a, you know, if it's that kind of place.
Yeah, she knows the drill.
All right, good. All right, well, I'm glad that you got up there to Canada. I know you were very excited.
I just found out breaking news. Superstacks was been closed for a year. I had no idea.
Okay. All right, thanks, Bird.
All right.
Bye.
I told you he didn't fly. No. I told you he didn't fly.
There's no way that he was
There was no way he was going to an airport.
Is that going to Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Told you he was going to drive.
You know, he's like in Ottawa.
Wait a minute. They're all speaking French here.
We just went over Niagara Falls.
What the
hell? I was so dumb. Last year in March, we went to Toronto and Montreal. Because I always, from Atlanta, still think that March is like nice. Mm-hmm. And it was, Toronto was nice, but it was freezing in Montreal. Nothing was open.
Yeah.
Like, you take the train and you go through Ottawa and you're like, how do people live here?
Yeah. I've heard stories. Gosher would tell stories about that kind of, about that place.
Like, Ottawa's the size of, like, Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
We went during the kids' February break a couple of years ago. We didn't talk about this?
No.
Let's go to Montreal. That'll be fun. We got beautiful hotel not far from the Bell Center because the Canadians weren't playing that week.
It was the nicest hotel I've ever stayed at.
It was phenomenal.
The original Ritz-Carlton is that I stayed at. And if you think I'm flossing, go check out how much of a hotel is in March in Montreal. It's not much.
Yeah, and it's like it was cheap and it was great, but it was so cold, and I thought it was going to die driving up there a couple of times because it was snowing so hard. And once we got there, they didn't really bother clearing the sidewalks because I guess their attitude is it's just going to snow again in a minute.
Yeah.
So what? And everybody has boots, so we'll just deal with it.
Yeah, it looked like there was some kind of apocalypse because we went to that like old city or wherever the hell it's called, and everything was closed, and there was legitimately not another person. It was creepy and like anxiety causing.
Nice.
Go ahead, Steve.
Hey guys. Hey.
Hey.
So you know, I'm bummed that the simulcast is over because I was really hoping you guys would have Chip Chipperson in studio. Are you going to be able to make the podcast, Fred?
Chipperson. I believe we'll be in studio. And Jim Norton said yesterday, I guess on his broadcast, that I would be a good choice to be in on the podcast when they're here in Somerville. So I hope to do that.
The A team. I think you need Chip and Ant in studio.
Yeah.
That morning.
Yeah, I would definitely have Chip and Ant. Anthony's doing it. I know Anthony's doing it in the Somerville show, so yeah, that would be a honor. I don't know if I'm quick enough, and I'd be very nervous, but I would like to do
it.
Come on now. All right. The Chip Chipperson podcast. I suggest everyone listen to it. And if the show's not sold out, shame on all you.
I heard a bit of Chip Chipperson on the way in this morning. And it reminded me that I got to start. I get to start fresh because I've never heard a Chip Chipperson podcast.
Well, there's like 50 of them.
Yeah.
So now you can get it. You can get into it.
Yeah.
It depends who there's some guys that you can tell they're not going to be back.
You're right. Right.
But if Anthony's there, it's going to be really good.
Well, give me a short off the air. Give me a short list of episodes I should listen to.
They're all good.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
It's like it's like the Andy Griffith Show. You should watch them all.
Yeah, that's right. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Two things I'm going to miss about the TV show and two things I'm definitely not going to miss about it being on TV.
Okay.
Fred, I love watching you run the board. You are the Diplo of morning radio.
That's right, baby.
Got everybody's mics up. Definitely worth $30,000 to get another board. I don't know why you couldn't take that one with you across down the whole road.
This is going into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, which exists somewhere.
Right.
that would make sense. I am sincerely going to miss watching you and Rich during your best segment that you've ever done, Wake Up Waldeck.
The visual of
that definitely adds to the viewing experience.
Yes.
I'm not going to miss that printer that sits behind you, Fred, that blinks the entire time.
It's been
driving me nuts ever since they installed it. As far as I know, Zoe was the only one that uses it to print his tax returns.
Yes.
Tape over it. It still blinks. It sucks. Not going to miss that. And the last thing I'm not going to miss is when Sarge fills in and he's doing the headlines and he has to acknowledge the audience every time and looks at the camera. We get it. We know you're on the air. We know you're at Sarge985 on Twitter. We get it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, listen, everyone download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app and enjoy the show as it's meant to be consumed. That is via audio.
That board. You know what? I'm glad he brought it up. I'm going to take a picture of it right now.
Board?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture of it right now, and I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. But
see the new bird?
The new one, state of the art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look behind you, Hardy. It's really a thing.
Yeah, I know. It screwed up the entire layout of the studio because you insisted on having that thing, which you do not need, and it messes up.
Ask Rich if I need it.
The layout for the rest of the studio. Rich will say anything you want because he wants to avoid confrontation, but he knows you don't need it either.
Rich absolutely knows I need it.
And you know what?
Rich is not comfortable with someone else running the board besides me.
Rich doesn't know how to make an MP3, so I don't trust Rich's technical expertise on this type of stuff.
Well, he's a whiz with the production.
Yes, he is, but when it comes to the actual...
That's not a bad idea.
The actual, like...
What am I missing? It's behind a wall. I can't see it.
Stealing paper.
Stealing office supplies.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, we should just... Yeah. If I didn't have to catch a flight, I could fleece this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do need the board. And they obviously, the good people at Beasley know that. Because they are willing to invest in me. You know they're willing to invest in me when they build something of that state-of-the-art and that expensive. Just for me. Kind of puts them in it. They know my importance.
Yeah, just another enabler in your life. That's good.
Who else is enabling me?
Pretty much anybody around you, I would say.
You are so jealous of the way I've conquered this medium.
I can't wait. Move. I have to take a picture of this.
What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And there's nothing you can do about it because you don't have time to clean it. I'm going to run my finger across just any portion of this.
You don't do that.
What?
Don't, because you want to see the dusty and everything?
Yes, and show how important this board is to you that it's so covered in dust because you touch about 4 square inches of it. You don't need that whole damn thing.
I don't touch the metal on it.
You don't touch hardly anything. You touch like 4 buttons to turn mics on and off, which you don't even need to do.
How many pots do you use?
You think you need the fader to put your stupid Vox Pro up and down. I don't want to get too inside radio, but it's like you could accomplish that with one monitor of one program and play the stuff that you need to without... Touching any buttons.
I need a monitor for the internet, too.
For the Twitter that you don't have.
No, I have the Boston Globe up
right now.
Yes,
but you could toggle back and forth and have multiple screens on a screen in front of you.
No, they gave me 3 monitors. They believe I need them.
Move.
No, I don't want you to do it.
I'm doing it.
You can't do it.
I will do it.
I'm on TV. Everyone knows what it looks like. Everyone sees what I'm doing. An instant replay?
I have no knowledge. I have not watched you do that, dude.
It's because it's never been cleaned.
No kidding. You hardly touch any of this.
What am I going to do? Put my hand here? Why would I possibly touch that?
You don't need this whole board. That's the point. You don't need the board.
I use all this stuff.
No, you don't.
I absolutely do.
Why is it covered in dust?
I don't touch that stuff. I don't know how that works.
God.
You don't know how what works.
This part of it.
Right. You don't know.
That's not good.
Well, it's necessary.
You're proving Hardy's point.
No, it's a board that has stuff that's ancillary. Do you use every feature of your television?
No.
Okay, so there you go. That's what I'm saying.
All right. What you need that board for could be accomplished with one computer monitor and a mouse.
Tell it to the judge. Tell it to the Beasley family.
That makes no sense. I'm telling it to you.
Two mouses. One
who insists on having it.
One, two, three mouses. And the phone. They asked me, how do I like the phone? They asked me, do I want to use an actual phone or do I want to pull it up through the board? I said, here's what I said, Hardy. He said, I prefer using the phone, but hey, whatever you want, I can adjust.
How is it that every other host on this radio station is able to host a show without having a board in front of them? How do they accomplish it?
Because this show is 100 times different than any other show on this radio station.
In what way? And how is it so different?
That we play audio.
As every other show plays audio.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. We do it on the midday show all the time.
No, you play like highlights.
I stop and start audio on the midday show all the time, and I do it from a PC.
Yeah, because that's low rent. I have a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, I know. You want all this stuff that you don't need.
I've used these pots today, this pot today, this pot today. If I can use the CD player if I want to.
All of those pots are in the other room in the producer's studio.
Yeah, but Mason isn't going to run that for me.
But he could.
No, he couldn't. It takes a certain sort of finesse.
Is that what you're doing? You're taking that.
Now
he's
so
taking that. All right.
No, he's not going to take that. All right, here the headlines.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
985, the Sports Hub, our big blood drive with the American Red Cross is happening tomorrow. Donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. First 80 donors will receive a coupon for a free appetizer from Waxy O'Connor's. Walk-ins welcome or schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive Saturday from 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. So here it is, fellas. Now, Hardy, you've been here since 2005.
March of 05 in this building, yeah.
In this very studio.
Yeah, yeah.
That used to have a beautiful window right here.
I forgot about that window. Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. The one that looked into the other studio, but that's right. We could see outside.
It's been gone for so long.
Well, the interesting thing about this building is that it was built, and BCN was the first and only station in it for a while, and they built the studio in the basement of the building.
Why?
They could have built it, because corporate offices were upstairs.
Ah.
But
that's right. That ZLX moved in here second.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they have, like, a beautiful studio with all these lights and everything, but in the new studio, which we will start broadcasting from this weekend, I believe, there are lights and shades. They've come up with the idea that they could actually bring down shades for the shows that are on television.
Blackout right. Shades for those shows that are on TV, and you just roll them right up for those of us who are not.
Yep.
And actually got a nice, well, I mean, the view is of the parking lot, but still, that's better than what we have now.
No, I have no complaints. No complaints about the new studio, except its location.
I'll have to consult the archives, maybe the Carter Allen BCM book to find out what this building used to be, because there are multiple stories. You know, it housed a television station at one point. It kind of looks like a bank up top, but I believe at some point it was a slaughterhouse. And that kind of makes sense for, like,
Lacordaire used to slaughter him with his brand of irreverent political satire.
I don't think Lacordaire was ever in this building.
Yeah. His voice carried into this building. Lacordaire was everywhere you could be.
He didn't. I think he moved to Hawaii. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's over there next to Oprah.
Yeah.
Literally next to Oprah. Oh, Parento made such a good decision taking that money instead of the stock options.
Was Lacordaire a good show, though? I mean.
Oh, the big mattress. It's really funny. Oh, the retrospectives are so funny.
Mishigas. What was Mishigas all about?
Me and Siegel just shooting the breeze.
So you and Matty Siegel.
All cooked up.
Matty Siegel was the midday guy on BCN.
He was.
And Mishigas was just like the hour.
If you look at any archival footage of what's going on in the big mattress, there's about 45 people running around, and he talks for about 2-minute clips. And then it's on to a song.
And then played a record.
Yeah.
No, but this building in and of itself has been like a lot of different things, and it is odd that I didn't think too much about it, being like, oh, I'm never going to be here again. I'm like, so what? Working with the same people, so what? But yeah, I'm going to be back here tomorrow for a bit, and then after that, I'll probably...
Been coming in the same place for 13 years.
Yeah, it'll be different. It'll be different.
I mean, you get in a routine. 13 years of coming to the same place.
Mm-hmm. But as you said, you might be back here next year.
Hey, who knows? You never know.
And your commute will get much better again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in discussions with them about moving the station over to Newton.
Tearing down the house next to you? No, you don't want to be that close to work.
No.
Well, they have the I mean, Felger does stuff over Skype.
That's where you need to go.
Maybe I do the show from Tennessee for a month.
It's been done before, was it? Kevin Bean?
Oh, yeah, he does it from an island off the coast of Seattle.
Yep.
That's right. You could get away with that for a week
or two. WBZAM news anchor, Gary LaPierre, did his job from Florida for about, I don't know, 6 months, if I remember correctly. He was doing morning news in Florida, talking about Boston for about 6 months.
According to Sarge, one of the women over there, one of the anchors, had a car service take her from New Hampshire every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
The colonel is Sarge's cousin.
Oh, boy.
Colonel, hello.
Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
Aha.
Okay.
We're off.
Yes, I'm calling to defend my cousin. He is a phenomenal human.
Not be said on the radio.
Whoa.
That's not how we want to end things here at 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway.
Jesus.
I mean, just when you start getting a little misty. Thinking of all the memories.
I'm thinking line one is safe.
It's all good, baby. I'm
thinking line one is safe.
Ed, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
You guys were saying about betting Wiggy. If I was you guys, I'd keep your money in your pocket. Because I used to work at Logan. I used to live in East Boston. And I used to see Wiggy all the time around town. And I seen him dunk three times in a row.
No, how long ago?
That was years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point.
You guys got the wrong idea. It wasn't a basketball. It was a donut.
All right. Oh, there we go.
Hey, now.